certainly honored and a little surprised, but grateful, and inspired myself to continue trying to do great work here and continue contributing to a community that has been so supportive and embracing of us.
Some of the reasons they listed in the Daily Forward were inclusiveness and including the outdoors more. Were those specific goals that you guys had for your work here, or was it just something that evolved naturally?
I think they were definitely part of our goals to really be inclusive and reach out to much of the Jewish community in this valley. Definitely incorporating the outdoors has been a focus and something we want to try to do even more. We've even been inspired by one of the other inspiring rabbis, Jamie Korngold in Boulder, who is known as the Adventure Rabbi. She does a lot of outdoor stuff, so we've learned from her as well.
I'd say it was a goal. I mean, it's so easy to do here, and so many people live here and think of Aspen as kind of an intentional community in an interesting way, that people come here specifically to live in this kind of nature and find spirituality in this kind of nature. And people often see religion as institutional and cold and impersonal, and they find their spirituality outdoors. And there's no reason why we can't bring religion outdoors. Our tradition was born outdoors. All the major moments in our religious history were outdoors. And it's kind of a shame that we think of religion as something that happens inside a building only.
Are there plans to expand that outdoor experience or involvement beyond what you're already doing?
Yes, I mean, we're always trying to think creatively and more openly about more opportunities for that. We have a few bar mitzvah ceremonies that we've done outside of the chapel. We have one coming up at Maroon Bells. Bar and bat mitzvah ceremonies. And we have one coming up at Maroon Bells that we're really excited about. And it's nice that it can speak to the kid to be in a special place like that.
We actually just bought a kind of a travel Torah. It's this little mini Torah that we can take outside, and it's not hand-scribed, so it's a little easier to transport, and we're kind of excited to try it at this specific bar mitzvah at the Maroon Bells and hopefully use it with more families and just give us more freedom and flexibility to be outside.
One of the things we have found interesting is our second home owner population who's here seasonally, either summer and winter or just one or the other. And they may be members in a synagogue in their primary hometown, often a bigger city with a bigger synagogue. And sometimes we hear from them, and it's the best one of the best compliments we can get. We hear from them, you know, I live in insert city, but this is my home congregation. And there's something about this place for those people in particular when they come here. It's a little bit of an escape from their everyday routine, but they find real power in the Jewish community that they found here with all their Jewish friends. Mm. So yeah, I do think there's something different here